landed, Mr. Ben Folds. We've landed on XM 104.9. Looking to play Steve Merchant and little Carl Pilkington and his magical little manky round baldy head. He was described as wacky mank in one of the papers this week.
Really? Brilliant.
Well, remember we were talking about it last week about he came round to my house and I popped out my Mr. Johnson for him to take a little look at.
And his two
That made
daughters.
The papers. That right. made the papers.
Wow. What paper? It wasn't front page of the Times. It must have been like the Daily Star or something.
Just squeezed live eight on the second page. Yeah, so Wacky Mank.
Wacky Mank. That's
Wacky
great.
Mank.
Wacky Mank.
We had an email from someone that reckons they remember you from body popping round Salford way.
Yeah, Eccles Precinct apparently.
You know that
there. I wasn't doing it round there though.
What do you mean?
I was round Stretford. Stretford Arndale.
And what were you doing? What sort of body popping was it?
A bit of everything. Caterpillar. bit of moonwalking.
Do you have a little piece of liner you used to carry around?
Well, mates had that.
Right, you did. Borrowed
theirs. Borrowed theirs.
Were you really good? But you weren't breakdancing, were you? You weren't spinning on your head and stuff. You were more body popping.
Well, I hope you weren't spinning on his head, because you know that can sort of do, it can give you sort of brain damage and things.
Well, it can give you brain damage. Also, it can wear your, head down, and also it makes your head perfectly round.
Yes.
Because gravity is pulling
but
on
But if you keep on doing it, obviously it's going to wear your hair.
Hair out, yeah. So you become, sort of like a,
stupid.
Stupid, bald, and roundy headed.
Yeah.
So, I very much doubt that you did do any of that. Did you, Carl?
Didn't do any of that.
Well.
So you're shooting off in a minute, aren't you?
Well, yes, because we were trying to make poverty history, Carl.
Yeah.
People are making public history all over the place, they're putting on a wristband. And it seems to be working. Because I haven't been poor for ages.
No, I haven't been poor.
And Alex had a stop bullying.
Alex was wearing a stop bullying wristband and as he himself said, he seems to have sorted that out.
You haven't been bullied for ages.
I haven't been bullied for years.
So wristbands work.
I saw one in a shop window the other day which said, stop child abuse. And I bought one, obviously, because a lot of people say, you know, does it make a difference, but it was only £1 and I'd only spent it on kiddie porn. So, you know, I think I've made a little difference there, in a small way.
On a serious note though, I like the idea that child abuse, you're a paedophile and you're walking along the street in your Mac, right, you got a puppy in one hand, a bag of sweets in the other, and you see this wristband and you go, oh, stop it. Oh, okay then.
Yeah, I thought before, that's what I think.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, well, I won't be doing that again.
Yeah, he was hanging around in Topshop for unsavoury reasons. He saw them in there for only £1.
Carl, we haven't got long, have we? We've got an hour and a half because we've got to shoot off. I've got to shoot off down to Live 8 and then introduce Rem. So we've got a lot to pack in. We've got the Rockbusters, and then we give away. I just saw those. I'll finish the sentence in a minute.
I look forward to it.
I'm getting excited. Yeah. I'm getting excited. So we've got so much to pack in. Yeah. I haven't got time to finish all my. So listen, right? Do you know the things we're giving away? The signed little Homer, the Nigel Tufnell thing, and the Flanimals. Right? Looks brilliant. They've done a brilliant job. The people here at XFM. So take back all you were saying about them. Carl.
And also we should say as well, you've still got a chance to win that because if you get today's Rockbusters, you go straight into the hat for the big draw, so you've still got a chance to win all those top prizes.
Play a record.
Put monkeys.
Yeah. Monkeys. Pleasant Valley Sunday. Alright, do you like that, Carl?
It's alright, yeah. What's it about?
Well, if you heard, it was a sort of, description of, you know, typical suburbia, wasn't it?
Here in status symbol land.
You know, it's a sly dig.
When the monkeys get a bee in their bonnet about something.
Oh.
You better not-
You do not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a good song with a story later.
Go on, what have we got?
Don't want to tell you yet.
Alright.
Now, is it as, pitiful as last week's, where you somehow misheard that Eric Clapton song. What was the Eric Clapton song?
Well, Wonderful Tonight, and he was convinced it was about a bloke in a wheelchair for no reason. No evidence at all. Other than she's walking around with me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, walking around with me. No, no.
I walk into a room and everyone's head turns.
Yeah.
To look at her, which you didn't seem to
hear. Helps him to bed.
Is he drunk?
Hmm.
Is that a few?
Never mind.
Yeah, well, you're totally wrong.
Big day, Carl, though, isn't it? Look, because you know, there's lots going on, and I know Carl's very important for him that he champions Live 8.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what. I am sick of it, to be honest.
Sick of what?
Just sick of reading about it. Sick of this Live 8 thing. Sick of it all.
Brilliant.
Fed up with it.
What annoys you particularly?
It's not only that today, though, is it? on the way in today, right, saw a gay fella on a bike.
Is that weird?
On a bike, rushing. What time did the gay march start? What time did it have to be?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
No, but he was rushing, left it late, so he'd had a late night again. So my point's right about him.
Well, right. So what was your point about, just to people who've just tuned in?
Well, the fact that they go out late, so, you know, they sort of have a nice night out from about 11:30. They're ironing the jeans at like
what is in their jeans?
Their
leather trousers.
But anyway, right, so
they're cutting the back out of their leather trousers about 10:30 at night.
I'm on my way in, right, and I see one stressed out rushing, right, on a racer, wearing high heels.
Oh, I love you. He's 50's dad, isn't he? He's angry. He's just angry.
If you're a gay fella and you're proud to be gay, but you also want to make poverty history, you don't know what to do today, do you? You're all racing all over the place. Must be murdered. It seems a bit unfortunate that they've put them on the same day.
Yeah. Well, you can get little leather studded wristbands that say make poverty history.
Yeah.
So you know, you can join in on both.
You can kill two birds at once. Yeah.
Yeah.
But why is Live 8 stressing you out? It's for a good cause. You must have, you know, I know we've discussed this in the past and you don't really know what you're talking about, but
I mean, maybe that's the problem. I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I could have told them ages ago that there was no way that they were going to pay it back. I knew that was going to happen.
I love that. But they didn't consult you, did they? When they were handing out this money willy-nilly to people who were dying, you could have had a quiet word with them.
All I'm saying is-
You could have said to Harold Wilson, Harold, you're not gonna get this back, mate.
When I wanted a mortgage, I had to supply 3 wage slips, is what I'm saying. I was double checked out loads of times.
Well, I'd like to see, have you ever seen that guy Alvin Hall, who gives financial advice to perhaps teenagers who don't know how to spend their money wisely?
Alright.
Perhaps like send him over there, he's a guy with the bow tie.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I send him over there and just sort of have a chat with him and say, make a list of what you're spending it on.
So he's basically, will you be annoyed if they drop all debt and double aid and everything?
No, because I mean, you know, people sometimes need help and that, don't they? You've got to help people out, but it's how many times is the thing. You know what I mean? Let them off. But do I, you know, I've got this, monthly payment at the moment, haven't I?
Yeah.
I'm paying for tools for people out there who need a drill to build a house or whatever.
Yeah.
Am I now in my right to say, well, you can't have it all. Do you want the drill or do you want the debt cancelled? This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, I'm all happy to help people out.
Do you think they're taking us for a mug? Is that what you think you might be taking?
We'll see, won't we? Time will tell, won't we? You know what I mean? If next year at the same time, Geldof's putting on another gig, I'll go, what's going on now?
Geldof putting on another gig! And the mean fiddler! What's going on now?
I think you're missing out on the true meaning of today, Carl, which is an opportunity to see Keane for free. I think that's the problem.
I don't want to go. I don't like crowds and that, do I?
Right.
Can't be dealing with that. Don't like big crowds. People, because I was talking to people at work about it and they were saying, oh, you know, it's a big occasion, it's one of them events, like, you've got to be down there because in years to come, when they say, you know, were you there, I don't see what's good about having a memory being stuck in a crowd of 150,000 people. I prefer to do something nice, say if I have like a nice cake and a cup of tea, right? In years to come, when they go, do you remember that day when we were all cramped and what have you? I'll go, no, I was on a nice cake and a cup of tea. So I've got a nicer memory than them. And so I believe in doing something nice on a big occasion, do you know what I mean, on a special day. Do something nice, remember that.
The thing is, you have got a nicer memory than them because when you look back and say, what you're doing 20 years ago, your memory will tell you you were actually having a cup of tea and a cake, but with a chimpanzee who could talk English. That's what your memory will tell you. I was out with my mate, Marty, he's a chimp. And it just, you'll be in cuckoo land by the time you're 50. You'll be just wanting to go, oh, it was great that day, remember? Suzanne, I don't know what I'm talking to Suzanne, she's left you. She's left, she's had enough of you waking up.
Well, she's
going
down in Hyde Park watching Bedshaped live. She's not worried about cake and a cup of tea.
Have you ever done a march or anything though? Have you ever sort of-
What are you saying?
Have you, you know, you're having a go at me for not getting behind it all, right? Which I am, because I've got more standing orders going out of my account for charities than anything, right? But have you ever got behind a problem?
No.
I don't think I have, to be fair, no. No, I am quite slack in that respect. It does take a lot of effort though, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. What sort?
Well, you know, if you're going to do one of those walks from John O'Groats to Land's End or something, that's a lot of time commitment.
There's one, I tell you what, there is one that's, that looks alright. On, Portland Place, just off Oxford Street, there's always, just a little Chinese fella sat on the pavement. Right?
Oh, I've seen him, yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
He's just sat there with a poster, but you don't know what it's for because it's in Chinese.
Yeah.
So he's just always sat there. But that's a nice, that's, for me, that's the sort of march I want, where you just, and he's only there when it's sunny. If it's raining, they don't bother.
I tell a lie, I did pop down when all those women walked through London in their bras.
Embrace and Gravity on XFM 104.9.
We've had a couple of texts. People obviously can text in 83XFM. That's the text number for the big quiz that's coming up shortly. Rockbuster, still your opportunity to win some of those cracking prizes. Enter your name in the draw if you can unravel the, I don't know what you call them, conundrums that Carl set.
Sort of.
We've had a couple of texts. Obviously we're leaving early today. This is a shortened show and our last show of this run. But we've got to leave early. We've got to go down and try and make poverty history. But Rob's texted and he says, only an hour and a half today. Well, poverty does have some benefits then.
he's a fan.
He understands the show.
Who was that little fella that used to write in who hated the show?
Right, I forget his name, eh? And I haven't heard from him for a while, actually. I don't know what happened.
No.
Maybe he realised that if he hated the show so much, the obvious thing to do was to switch off. Maybe that finally
That's annoying.
What's his name? Someone will remind us of his
name. I like people who hate us to carry on listening.
Yeah.
It just gives it an edge, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fact that, you know, that you're annoying someone. I mean, I love annoying people.
I know you do, I know. So you're like a kind of walking Chinese water torture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Have we got Ladder 49 today?
Rick, there's a number of cracking DVDs as ever on Rockbusters. We've got The Life Aquatic with Bill Murray, we've got Howard and Kumar Get the Munchies, hilarious stoner comedy, and Batman the Animated Series. And Ladder 49, there it is.
Oh,
if you incidentally, if you've ever seen Ladder 49, you can give us a quick text review on 83XFM. I'd be interested to know if it's actually
worth
watching.
Why are you giving away one a week for the last 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, we better start then. Let's do Rockbusters for the last time. You can win those amazing prizes.
Alright. As always, just a little cryptic clue. Some initials of a band or an artist. Work it out, email in or text in. That's it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, the first one. Richard's kid.
Yeah.
Cuts hair for a living. Right? Richard's kid cuts hair for a living. Right? Initials BD. Right? BD. Richard's kid cuts hair for a living. Second one. I have a problem saying the French word for well. Right?
Clever.
I think that's the right word anyway.
Well.
I have a problem saying the French word for well. So what's that? Like? Initial A is K. Right, band or artist. And then the third one, you take 8 kebabs, 2 kebabs, 57 kebabs, times it by 27 kebabs. Right, the fella is struggling to work it out. What's that? What's going on there? Right.
It's a good question.
DS. DS is the answer there. 8 kebabs, 2 kebabs.
I've got it.
57 kebabs times it. 27 or what have you. Fella's struggling working it out. What
yeah,
is
I've
it?
I've got that one.
DS. So, just email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk or on the text, 83936.
Yeah, and you can win, Ladder 49 and those other DVDs, plus you go into the draw, which we'll do before we leave, and you can win the, signed by Matt Groening, personally drawn, Homer Simpson. We've got the Spinal Tap poster signed by, Christopher Guest, and also the original artwork of us as Flanimals.
But they've all been framed. They've done a brilliant job. It really is a nice prize. I mean, almost too good to give away. A little bit annoying.
Is it too late to take that back?
Well, I was thinking we could sneak in a copy.
Yeah.
Just a very bad photocopy, so it goes grey and
yeah.
No, they're all originals. So get texting.
All right.
R.E.M., Night Swimming, beautiful song, brilliant band. I've got to introduce them, and I'm actually nervous.
Yeah.
I never get nervous.
You never get nervous, do
I
you?
I never get nervous, and I get a little adrenaline rush.
It just takes, what is it, 80% of the world's population to be watching you, and then you get a little bit jittery.
And I don't know what to wear.
No. Now, this is interesting, actually. I don't know. No. I, for a moment though, I was thinking maybe Ricky's got to pop home first before he goes down to bring on the band. But if you are watching it or if you're there, obviously not there, if you were there you wouldn't be listening to this, but if you're watching it on TV, do check Ricky out, because how would you describe that particular look? Ricky's wearing, sweatpants. I assume they're sweatpants. They're not pajama bottoms, are they?
They're sweatpants, they're sort of,
and you've got just a white t-shirt, cheap plain white t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it, basically Ricky is wearing, it's like, he's made so little effort. The only way he could have made less effort was if he wasn't wearing any clothes. If he was just wearing his underpants that he slept in. But he's actually bothered to put on a t-shirt and a pair of sweatpants and some trainers.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, what, Jonathan Ross is gonna probably be wearing a suit, one of his, you know, expensive suits or whatever, and-
Yeah, but he won't be as comfortable as me.
Well, true. Did it not occur to you for a moment to maybe make slightly more of an effort? Perhaps put on a jacket?
A jacket? It looks silly with tracksuit bombs.
Well, again, you could have changed the tracksuit bottoms. I mean, they're a mainstay of the outfit, are they? It's like, they're not changing for anything.
Yeah. I've got very little things that I haven't got a drawstring or an elasticated waistband.
No, sure.
I don't really don't want to be bothering with buttons and zips and hooks.
There's gonna come a point, isn't there, where you're just gonna wear, I don't know, smocks.
Baby grow.
Baby grow.
Baby grow with a flap. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Those little mittens.
Yeah, great. And then oven gloves, so I'm just gonna step out of the oven, eat it, let it drop everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, and then just get out of the baby grow, put a new one on, a clean one on.
Or those kind of red flannel things with the which cowboys wear.
Yeah.
The kind of buttoned up.
Like old cowboys.
Yeah.
Grandpa, he comes out with the shotgun.
Exactly.
And the long johns. Well, how's it going with Rockbusters? Anyone got the answers?
Actually, one guy, he texted in, James in Deptford, he's offered some answers, and he says here, the guy that hated us, famously of course, we should have remembered, Dickie Anderson.
Dickie Anderson?
Richard Anderson, of course.
I
don't know if Dickie's still listening. If he is, obviously email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and tell us what you've been doing, how you've been keeping busy and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from him.
Chris Campling hasn't called, has he, either?
Yeah, Campling.
The one that thinks that not only is this whole show scripted, imagine that, right? But that Carl is a character created by us.
Yeah.
He's actually an actor.
Oh, I found it.
Look at that. A shaved monkey we got.
I'll tell you, you're going to go along later to the Live 8 gig and you're probably going to see some bands that are going to make an effort to entertain you, but oh, if you want entertainment, Rick, you know it.
Go on.
There's only one person to book.
Go on.
Me. Because I'm obviously a top DJ on the radio, but where I really come into my own is DJing in any kind of club environment.
Well, you told me you were DJing, I didn't go to it, DJing at a party, and you said the place was rocking.
The place was roaring.
And I loved it. Carl just said he was there and they weren't.
Well, that's nonsense, Carl, because you know very well that when I'd put on a tune, they'd cheer.
Yeah, but it was late on in the night, they would have done that whatever you put on.
That's nonsense.
No, they were happy and everything. I'm not saying they weren't having a good time. It was your party. It was all right, but they weren't going mental like you're sort of making up.
They were definitely going mental. Nah, when I put on the Proclaimers, they could not believe their luck. They would have walked 1,000 miles.
Was it good though? Were they dancing?
Just dancing and that, but they weren't sort of cheering, going, you know, more and all that at the end.
What's about?
Oh,
Take On Me came on,
the big
cheer went up.
Oh, I don't know who to believe.
I've been there, done it, Steve. I've been the DJ as well.
It might be jealousy.
I think it's because my fortunes are on the up, and his are on the down. You know, we all know famously that he had Pilkey's making music, his DJ outfit.
Didn't happen.
I did enough. I just wanted to do enough to pay for the equipment. And I did. And that was that. But I don't like crowds, do I?
But you're safe, aren't you? You're behind the little thing with the flashing lights.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people and that. Forced fun. Don't like that.
It's not forced fun. They haven't got to dance if they don't want to dance.
Yeah. Don't like it.
What do you mean your fortunes are on the up anyway, DJing?
I tell you, I was hired. Well, I say hired. I did it as a favour to a friend at his wedding the other week. And I got there, I was thinking, yeah. Because everyone had their little role to play, and then people were doing a good job.
I love you taking it seriously.
And I did, I spent ages putting together some CDs, special selection CDs.
I love that!
Because what I did is I burned them on iTunes.
Did you turn up with your own headphones round your neck?
Own headphones, wearing a suit, but headphones.
Metal case.
Didn't need it, just had them all in one small box.
Brilliant.
Boom. I thought this is good stuff. I got some classics here.
Give me an example. Give me an example of the first hour, the warm-up hour.
Rick, I'm coming straight in with, Frankie Valli, Oh What a Night.
Brilliant track.
I mean, when those beats start at the beginning, who's not getting on the dance floor? Wait a minute, what's this following up?
Go on.
It's the Jacksons.
Well, I Want You Back.
I Want You Back.
Brilliant, it sounds good at the moment, Carl. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm gonna roar this, because you know they laid on a good spread. The ceremony was nice, food was nice. I'm thinking this is gonna be the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
Alarm bell started ringing.
Why?
When I realised there was a marquee outside. Of course, it's a balmy summer evening. I'm stuck inside on the dance floor inside. I'm thinking I'm gonna be struggling here to get them in. even with flavours like this, I thought I'd struggle with. So I'm sat there in my suit. I'm sat behind this little DJ console. I got all the big numbers. There's one or two people making some token effort, but frankly, most people are outside everywhere.
Oh, no.
I was livid. Of course, they couldn't hear it out there. So I was playing to an empty room, really. And I was furious. I was absolutely furious. Because,
oh,
I mean, what is, you know, you're wasting my time. You're wasting, now I could have just stuck the CD on.
They're wasting Frankie Valli's.
Frankie Valli's time.
They're wasting the Jackson 5's
they're
time.
They're wasting, you know, D-Light's time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so I'm sat there, and it's like, yeah, there's a couple of people making a cursory effort, mainly when they come to get a drink from the bar, they might have a little quick, you know, couple of two.
You shout, we don't want your
not interested.
All of you or no one at all.
And, then there's a microphone set up because people have been doing speeches. This little girl gets on the mic, right? It's being funneled through the speaker system. So every time I put my headphones on,
Miss Dynamite, was it?
It wasn't sadly Miss Dynamite, although she decided to have a little go at emceeing. She was screeching a little head.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know, 8 or 9. At their most annoying. when children are at their most annoying, because they've got a bit of confidence there. They're a bit cocky, they're not shy anymore, they're a bit arrogant.
Yeah.
She's screeching her head off, so I'm playing, you know. And she doesn't know.
Look at your face!
I'm playing into the groove, no one's getting into the groove, because she's. Because she's going mental, she's just going, Ryan, what's this? What's this? I don't know what this is! Play something I know! I'm thinking, I haven't got any bloody DJ Otsu. Or Crazy Frog. I'm not gonna play what you. So she's just screeching along, ruining it for everyone. And I say everyone, there was no one left. So me, she was ruining it for me.
I bet you were really angry.
I'm furious. But of course as well, every time she screeched, it went through my headphones. So of course I'm and then her dad comes along, right? And I'm thinking, alright, he's seen what's happening.
Imagine you in your suit, sweating, getting annoyed at someone ruining your set that no one's listening to.
I think, her dad's coming over, he's gonna put pay to this. He's realised that, you know, she's causing a disturbance. He comes over there, joins in!
No.
Sits her on the on his lap, he's just saying, hey, she's having a whirl of a time. I'm thinking I'm furious. I'm thinking it's his responsibility to shut her up, he's not gonna do anything.
What can I do?
I can't step in.
No.
And I know very well that if I interfere, he's gonna say, oh, well, she's enjoying herself and no one's dancing anyway, and we've just got into a fracas.
Yeah.
I didn't want to start a fight.
No. Cause I don't know, but he'd have knocked you out, wouldn't he?
Someone would have got knocked out. And I'm not saying who it would have been, but, you know, but bear in mind, Rick, there would have been two of them. And, so I didn't want to get into a fight with him. Anyway, so I'm playing. Anyway, so my friend came along, he realised what was happening, and I didn't have the guts to unplug the microphone. Cause he'd have known, you see.
Yeah.
So I got my friend to do it when she had her back to him. So he pulled the plug out, the microphone went dead. She went, what's going on? I went, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, I don't know. She said, where the microphone's at? I said, you must have broken it. I don't know what's going on. Someone will probably make you pay for that. Anyway, at least we shut her up.
That is great!
But, it really went from bad to worse. You know there's that thing when you panic, you start panicking, so you're putting on a lot of flavours that you would have saved till the last hour.
What are we talking?
You're throwing them in early. Love Shack's coming on way too soon.
Really?
Oh, Love Shack before 11. It's heresy, but I have to do it. But anyway, in the end, I made the bride go and get some people in. I said, look, it's your special night, alright, and they're gonna enjoy this.
I'll be honest, love, this is a washout, and it's up to you to turn this wedding around, or I'm walking,
and I tell you, they're gonna have a sour memory of this evening, unless you've thrown some people in.
Yeah, everyone in dancing.
So she got them in at the end, and I'll tell you this, Carl. I mean, I don't know what you say, but they were loving it. They were absolutely loving it. A bloke came over and said, have you got Amarillo? I said, no, but I put on something even better, Delilah. I mean, wedding crowds always go for Delilah. A song, of course, about old man killing his wife. But it always goes down very well, strangely, at weddings. They get into a sort of hokey-cokey thing. They went berserk for it. And I was following it up with, I had the monkeys, I had all sorts going on.
Brilliant.
Of course, you know what happens.
What?
I'm going great guns. People are absolutely loving it. They're rocking it. I throw in, I had something cracking on at the end of Come On Eileen, of course, was on. People were going berserk for it.
Which is unfortunate, because the bride's name was Eileen.
And, then the bride pipes up, I'm throwing the, bouquet. So they all traipse off outside again.
Oh.
I was furious!
Oh, no.
I plugged the microphone back in, I said, what are you doing? We got, you know, but they went out there, and of course you can't get them back once they've done that, because all the women are running around, I got the, you know, thing, and then they got to wave everyone off, throw the confetti.
They ruined your day.
I was having a great time and they ruined it.
She ruined your special day.
She ruined my special night.
Oh, no.
You know, it's on her head.
What would you put on about now, Carl?
What if it was DJing?
Yeah.
Probably about a world party.
Go on,
interesting. put the message in the box, put the message in the car, drive the car around the world, and I'm imagining that message is make poverty history. that's World Party, put the message in the box. Yeah. Can I just say quickly while I think of it, we get a lot of emails from people, a lot of texts saying, can you send a big shout out, stuff like that. You know, I've just looked at one now, Scott and Julie in Australia are listening, they want a big shout out, to them. But there's so many people that do it, and I'm obviously, just want to say, sorry we never get to your emails, we're very, very lazy, we never really get to look through them, but we obviously do appreciate you emailing in, texting in, stuff like that. And also, can I send a big shout out to my grandparents, who I believe might be listening on their new digital radio? They're pretty high tech.
Yeah, very nice country. Yeah. Are they the merchants of, Bristol?
Merchants, yeah.
Yeah.
Props to them.
Props to them, yeah.
It's a slightly truncated show, isn't it, today, Carl? We've got
nothing like to trust. I don't like change, and that's what's happened. I'm not
happy. You don't, do you? You're like Rain Man. Yeah. He really is like Rain Man. Anything change, he's got to get in a little routine. You can't.
No, I don't like to. I'm not like Suzanne's mum and dad and what have you, where routine cannot change no matter what.
Like what?
Well, we've talked about it where, you know, if it's a Tuesday, I'm having sausage, egg, and chips no matter where I am. that's what they're like.
Right.
That's what they'll remember, actually. When I'm saying about stuff about Live 8 and all that, you know, people will remember. If people said to a dad, you know, you remember Live 8? Okay, what day was it on? Tuesday, when I had sausage and chips. Nothing changes. But the thing is, today, normally we have a bit of a, you know, I know what we're doing where and all that, and it's all sort of messed up.
We don't usually know what we're doing where. We say, what should we do next?
But I know, like, Rockbusters has been done early.
Right.
So that's normally done.
I
don't like all this change and that. It's messing about, isn't it?
Rain Man.
So what do you want now?
Well, what about song with a story?
See, with the, right. Well, last week.
Look at him. He's in a genuinely foul mood.
He's actually rocking.
Yeah.
He's actually rocking like Rain Man as well.
Last week we did, like you say, Eric Clapton. This is the section where we play a song with a story. I think every song, if it's a good song. It's got a story, you've got to listen from the start, you get in the middle, you're going, oh, how's it going to end, and all that. Yeah. You wait another minute, you know the ending, you're happy.
But the thing is, as Steve said, you know, sometimes you're disappointed with it, so it's not a good story. And as Steve said, I'm not sure you're finding what you need in a song for story. Why don't you read a book, a novel? If you want a really good story that engrosses you, why don't you read a book? You're not going to get it from a pop song.
I haven't got time for a book. Song's 3.5 minutes.
And that's it, is it? That satisfied you?
Well, yeah, it gets you thinking for a few minutes, then you move on.
Then you stop thinking.
2:50, this one, right? It's brilliant.
Go on, then.
It's about, last week we talked about the little crippled fella, right?
I don't think we say crippled anymore, but go on.
Alright, this one, someone emailed in saying, if you want a song about that, this is a song you want to listen to, right?
Right.
It's about this fella who, basically something happened, I think he's in a wheelchair, right, for some reason.
You thought that last time.
His wife, you know, likes going out. She doesn't take him with her when she goes out.
Right.
Is it weird we don't take you left to town?
Yeah.
Brilliant song.
Well, just play it then.
Yeah, great song.
All right.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. For God's sakes, turn around.
What do you mean?
Oh, just, it's a good story, it starts off well and that, you're feeling sorry for him, but then he says, where's me gun?
Yeah. Because she's a slut.
Why?
Because she's going off.
Yeah, but what does he expect her to do?
What? Just because he paralyzed his legs fighting for his country, presumably in Vietnam War, says that crazy Asian war. So he's gone, he's fought for his country, he's taken a bullet, he's come home, he can't walk, he should be a hero, and then his wife's going out putting it about downtown.
Why do I never meet women like Ruby?
Forever Lost. The Magic Numbers on XFM 104.9. Well, the concert's kicked off, Steve.
Yeah, I'm a bit annoyed that we're still here, really. Let's try and wrap this up quite quickly and then shoot.
No one's listening anyway.
Nah. We could talk about anything.
Well, we do.
Yeah, true.
It makes no difference.
We could do a lot more swearing than we normally do. We could do even more. I was talking to Carl the other night, because I've been watching, rewatching for some reason that film Witness with Harrison Ford, where he's a policeman that has to protect a little boy who's part of an Amish community.
Amish. Yeah.
And I tried to explain to
You look plain, John Book.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I was obviously trying to explain the Amish to Carl. He'd never heard of them. Completely stony-faced.
Amazing.
Used. Now for those.
Okay, you'd explained it to him, have you? Okay then. Now I don't know what you said, but I'm assuming you got it right. Right? Carl, now tell me back now, what are the Amish?
They're just people who, sort of live, like in the olden times. So to them they're sort of in about 1842 or something, so they're getting old papers and that. They don't have telly.
They don't deny the 20th century has happened. They just don't want to be part of it. They look up and they see planes and they know what they are, and they go into the town and they see in the window of Dixon's a telly. They just don't want to be part of it.
No, they are still living
like it's
that's what I mean.
Yeah, but they know about everything else. They just don't want to be part of it because they think that the sort of the revolution was a bad thing. They think, you know, that society became more and more depraved and they wanted to go away from it and they wanted to go back to old values and they think they don't need TV and jets and that way of life. They can survive in the old way because the old way was better.
Missing out on Live 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they haven't had Band-Aid yet.
I think this is the problem that Carl had. He in his mind, they were just a bit delayed, so that in his head they were slowly moving towards the 20th
century. They wouldn't be able to watch most of these bands, all their electric guitar. They'd be allowed to watch Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Doing an acoustic set.
Yeah.
Between the bands. Yeah. That'd be alright.
But no, in Carl's mind it's like if he-
Although they wouldn't like Fast Car. They wouldn't like singing about that. They go, I don't know what you're talking about. Pony and Trap. You got a pony and trap. That'd be alright.
But are they still, do they still get sort of rubbish post and that saying we need your money for this or, you know, get behind this charity.
They live in a isolated community. They're farmers, aren't they? They're farmers.
It's an agricultural community and they're obviously very staunchly religious. In actual fact, it would suit you very well because you hate crowds, you hate groups of people, you don't like the modern world. Well, you'd love it down there, wouldn't you?
He wouldn't like getting up at 4 o'clock to milk a cow though, would he?
Well, no, but he'd get used to it.
Go back to bed, couldn't you?
It's probably, I mean, have they got anything to do with the Hare Krishna people?
No.
No.
Nothing at all.
Because out of all the religions, that's, you know, I'm not a religious person, I don't understand
that. You're only saying Hare Krishna because you've got the head. That's the only reason you think it'd
be- I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, out of all it, you just, what was that?
Man, he just fell out of my pocket where I'm nearly laying down.
That's the danger of wearing sweatpants everywhere you go.
I'm only ever lying down in a chair.
No, I'm, you know, I've never been a religious type, you know, if people want to do it, I let them do it and what have you.
Good of you.
But out of all of them, I want one that's not going to take over your life. I don't want one where you've got to get up 3 times a day and you've got to go and pray and that, you've got to get up early. Forget that. It's getting in the way. But if it's something like, I was walking to work the other day, right, across Oxford Street, there's a little Hare Krishna fella there, and, he sort of had, he had a leaflet and stuff, and, he said, you know, are you interested? And I said, what do you do? And, he said, well, you know, we're against getting stressed out and what have you. And, he gave me a plum. They hand out food for some reason. But, I sort of asked a few questions.
Let us deal with it. These two bold people, one of which is wearing an orange top.
Holding a plum in the middle.
He hands him a plum. It's almost like you can imagine some kind of religious painting.
But, you know, what is their sort of main thing? Because he didn't really tell me that much. He was a Japanese bloke, so I didn't know what he was saying that much.
Why? He wasn't speaking English?
Not very well. He wasn't the best sales bloke to send out for them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what's that? Are they you're saying they're nothing like.
Well, I believe Hare Krishna is a kind of as an offshoot of a sort of Buddhist faith.
It is, and, I think they are Buddhist, aren't they?
Yeah, and obviously the their kind of trademark, as it were, is that they have to say, I believe they have to say Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna in a certain rhythm, in a certain order, a certain amount of times per day. That's why you see them walking down the street saying Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, because it's actually a sort of religious chant which they're obliged to do. So you see, even if you go into the Hare Krishna faith, you may find yourself, you know, in Tesco or whatever, forced to say Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna.
Out loud, not just thinking it.
Yeah, no, out loud.
You can put it on an iPod and
you just couldn't put that on an iPod, no, it doesn't count. No, I think you have to actually say it. So I guess that kind of eats into your social life a little bit.
And then there's the wearing orange as well.
Particularly frustrating, I imagine, if you're in a cinema or a library. A little bit awkward there, you know, midway through
Or Star Wars, you live next door to a bloke called Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Who constantly thinks you're calling him.
Yeah.
That probably.
Yeah. Mm. So that's in this, I mean, I don't think we've quite done the Hare Krishna faith, it's full service there, but so interesting to you? I mean, you got handed a plum, you've been treated well by them.
Yeah, well, but he couldn't tell, I just wanted to know how much time it would take up, what are the benefits, you know, what can you do, what can't
you
do?
Well, I think the benefits are they probably don't get stressed out, they've probably got that sort of, that zen, that chi-ness about them where they try and interact and
quite meditative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some nice trains as well, don't they, with their orange.
What are you looking for then in a faith, Carl? You say it's what are the benefits? I mean, obviously Catholicism, you get the communion wine and bread, so.
Yeah, but I can afford that.
Right.
Probably just I like the Crusaders. I was forced into joining that as a kid because a mate sort of joined it, and he sort of said, are you joining? I sort of swore at him. I said, I'm not doing that. Right.
Yeah.
He said, right, if you don't come with me, I'll tell your mum that you just swore. So I was like, oh. So I went. So I went along, and they used to just go on the Friday when they played, you know, Sabutio and stuff. And then I went on one Sunday, and it was totally different. There was no Sabutio. There was no sort of, you know,
table tennis.
The thing where you hold a thing and knock things over.
Skittles.
There was all that on a Friday. Went on the Sunday, it was rubbish. He said, right, sit down in this room. They gave me a Bible. Thought, this looks too heavy, this is too big. I'm not interested in this book. And I never went again. I used to hide on a Sunday when they came round. And that's been the only Sunday.
I suddenly, why did it suddenly turn out to have to hide on a Sunday when they're coming round?
Because they wouldn't leave. They wouldn't leave.
Who was it? Were they adults?
It was sort of a well, he seemed like an adult to me at the time, but he was probably about 27.
Well, that is an adult.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? He seemed a lot older when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he came knocking and that, and he used to say to me, Mama, I'll just tell him I'm ill or something. And he used to hang around to see if I'd eventually come out to play and that. And if I did, I think they would have grabbed me and took me there.
I love the idea that you want, that for you religion has to bring with it some kind of gift. It's like, you know, join our faith and you get an alarm clock radio. It's like something like
that. But I think religion does bring a gift. Usually, it's
the gift of the Lord.
Well, the gift of everlasting life, isn't it? And that's the problem with it, you know. Although a lot of people believe in it because they think.
But for Carl, his feeling is like that should be a given. That's safe. I'm definitely going home with eternal life. But what else can I have? Is there an iPod?
You have to have a religion because obviously I don't have a religion. I don't miss it, and I wouldn't want one. I'm an atheist, and that's out of belief. That's out of logic, and we don't get into the politics or the morality of it. Why do you feel you need a religion? Why don't you just get a hobby?
Well, I didn't want one. I don't want one. I just was saying that, you know, if I was to get one, which one would I go for? Is what I'm saying.
Mm.
I'd like to see you perhaps as a Jew. I think Judaism would suit you well, I think.
What are the hours like for that?
Tough. It can be tricky.
That's what I mean. I don't want anything that's, you know. And they have a day where they don't eat and stuff. I couldn't be doing that.
So they have days when they eat a lot too much.
Yeah, but what happens if I'm not that hungry that day? Like I say, I don't like change.
No.
I mean, I like my Cheerios in the morning. I don't.
I still have that other girl in my head by Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach on this final XFM show. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Well, we've nearly got to wrap it up. I think we've got to do the. Rockbusters winner and give someone those lovely prizes, monkey news, then we're out of here. We'll maybe come back, maybe do some Christmas specials.
I don't want to make any promises.
Right then, first one was, Richard's kids, he cuts hair for a living.
Yeah, what's that?
That was, well, try and work it out.
No, there's no point.
Dick's son, yeah, he was a barber. Barbara Dixon, right? Dixon, well, again.
Barbara Dixon. Right, her name wasn't Barbara Dixon, was it?
So, that's
did,
that one.
Did Ronnie Corbett ever say, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Barbara Dixon?
Second
no,
one.
Second never one did, was, did he? He never did.
I have a problem saying the French word for well. What's the French word for well?
Bon, isn't it? That's good. What?
No, that's good, though.
Bell? Well, no, what?
Isn't it BN?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. I have a problem saying it, so I can't say it. I can't say BN. Can't say BN. Can't say Kasabian. Right? So, they managed to get that one out. Can't
that's
say-
That's one of your worst, that.
Can't say BN. Can't say BN.
It's not- it's-
And the last one-
work. That's terrible!
8 kebabs, 2 kebabs, plus 57 kebabs, times 27 kebabs. This fella is struggling working it out. What's the answer there? DS. Right? I'd done a sum, right? So he's struggling working it out, he's, so done a sum, right? So they got that right as well, so.
What was the answer?
Done a summer.
Done a summer?
Yeah, done a summer. So, just pick
went out
one,
on
Steve.
A high then.
Steve, just pick one.
We went out on a high.
That was shocking.
What about, let's have a look, is,
Well, it's the first one to get all three. Steve, what's the first one with all three?
Well, there's so many.
Yeah, but this is the first one that came through in time-wise.
Probably that one.
No, I don't like Rob because he's been slagging us off. In fact, no, let's give it to Rob.
If he's the first.
No, to be honest with you, Rob's been slagging us off, but at least he knows. I mean, at least he's got some taste.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, right, if he was the first, then Rob's the winner.
Well, give Rob. He gets a Ladder 49 and a bunch of other DVDs. But that means he goes straight into the hat.
No, you're putting him in there.
I'm just going to write his name now. I'm going to throw that straight in the hat. I can imagine that no one, even the people who've entered, are that excited. Not because the prizes aren't great, but I'm worried that they don't appreciate it, Rick. Do you know, I get the feeling that our listeners, they just don't appreciate the fact that we've gone to all this trouble, we've got the Homer Simpson drawing and things like that. I just feel like these people don't deserve it. And do you know what, it's weird, I just wish we had a better quality of listener. Yeah. Like, people who listen to Radio 2, they deserve it. You know, they're elderly and infirm, some of them, they could really, it would really cheer them up, but our lot, you know, drug addicts.
Yeah, let me pick
you know, truck drivers. So I've just put all the names in the hat, all the previous winners from the previous weeks, and
is Pilkey, gonna put it out?
Do you want Pilkey or do you want Ricky?
Oh, well, let's have the shave monkey do it.
Alright. Plunge your hand in there.
It's just, that's one, isn't it?
That's it, just pull, yeah, pull that one out, check who it is.
Right, it's, Gavin Thompson, in Edinburgh.
Well done, Gav.
Are we gonna get them up there?
You've got to post them, you've got to pay. They're amazing prizes.
Yeah, but the Spinal Tap one, it's about 5 foot, isn't it?
Well, they can post it, it'll cost them a few quid. It's a radio station.
I think you should have to come and collect it. No, just because then it'll at least it'll prove that
he's
interested.
Where's he
from? Edinburgh.
Give it to Bob Geldof. I'll give it to Bob Geldof.
He's walking up there,
isn't he? He can jog it. Chewing breaks. Fishing for a dream. That's what we're fishing for, isn't it? We're fishing for a dream today.
What's that mean?
Poverty, I don't know. I don't know what I was talking about.
It doesn't matter what you're saying, Rick. No one's listening.
No one's listening. Well, we've got to finish anyway.
Think about the fact that we- I mean, think how small our percentage of listeners is anyway.
Anyway. And then you two are on stage at the moment.
This is like broadcasting during Christmas dinner. It's just the same. It's just-
On hospital radio.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where everyone's got an iPod for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. On the ward.
Yeah. Well, we've just got, we're gonna go through now till 8:30 and I've got to rush off, I'm afraid, to Live 8.
Don't apologise, mate. When people see the glam that you're bringing to that event.
They don't even care about the people introducing it, comedians going there going, ladies and gentlemen, just get on with it.
No, I agree.
No, I've got a good joint here. Two blokes will get on with it. Bring on Madonna. But we're gonna give it to them. Carl, we're gonna go through to the end. We've done everything we have to do. Monkey news. The final monkey news of the year, possibly. It's been a joy. I'd just like to say, you know, on behalf of myself, Steve Merchant, and this little bald mank, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah,
but, we should just point out as well, if you miss, Rockbusters while we're away.
Yeah, right.
You can log on to xfm.co.uk/rockbusters where you can actually see Carl himself, playing, introducing you to an interactive game of Rockbusters.
Looks very much like Blockbusters.
It does, surprisingly. But yeah, you can join into that.
And there's also, talking of Monkey News, there's a link on the website, I'm trying to think where you go. I think if you go on my little biography bit, someone's done some animation to some old Monkey News.
Oh, it's brilliant. Right.
Yeah. So if you have withdrawal symptoms of Monkey News, then you can find some classic
Monkey
News.
And it's animated. Classic Monkey News.
I feel drained today.
Do you?
Go on.
This is the strangest radio show in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because but we can do that, we can talk about this and go, oh, I feel drained today. Just like he's not, like no one's listening. Because that's the sort of thing you say socially and no one listens. Like this when you're washing up, oh, I feel drained today. It's rhetorical. Yeah. You're not expecting anyone, not even your loved ones, to go, oh really? They just go, oh, that. But to do it live on air.
Yeah.
Oh, no one's listening.
Got what I mean is just give us a jingle.
But the truth is, the contempt we have for our poor listeners is unbelievable.
The listeners aren't listening, and yes, we don't want to be here. So it really is one of the most pointless things ever.
No, I would have been quite happy to do a full show.
But you know what?
The flow of it's just.
I would love to listen to this back in 10 years. This actual show. Let's keep this forever. Let's keep this show forever. The show we went early. We were bored. It was a day we're trying to save Africa, but we're a little bit annoyed that no one's listening. Yeah. Right. Right, once and for all, the final Monkey News of the year.
Oh, go on.
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say, if you're not into the Live 8 and you're gay, you're not listening. Because you're on a walk.
Right, okay. Right. Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey News!
Right, there's this, card game going on. Right. in the big hotel in Vegas.
Right.
The Luxor Hotel in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a major card game, all the big players and that.
Sure.
were involved, right? They're all invited.
Mm.
Anyway, so they all meet up in this dark room at the back of the-
Oh, there we go, dark room. But hairy fella. So it was brilliant at poker.
I'd say it's a big game and that everyone's been waiting for it, so it's played in the back room, not in the main entrance bit, right? So anyway, like I say, it's dark in there and what have you, and the players went in, there was already someone sat in there, right?
Right.
But they couldn't quite see.
Was he a short hairy bloke with slightly longer arms than legs?
Couldn't see him.
Were his arms slightly longer than his legs?
Couldn't see him being dark.
Was he holding his hand of cards with his feet?
Anyway. So the cards were dealt, right? Game's going on.
His cards with his feet!
Game went on for hours, right?
The terrible thing is that not even we're listening to Carl now.
I know.
No one is listening to Carl.
There's a lot of smoking going on.
It's going on.
A lot of eating and nuts going on. That was a bit weird because they don't normally get through as many, but for this night. So, come on, let's just play Bruce.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you maybe at Christmas time.
Goodbye. Yeah, right.